This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is coming up on 308, 81 degrees on this Monday, September 15th, 2025. So how was everybody's weekend? Did everybody able to take a deep breath? Was everyone able to spend some time with their loved ones and focus on some things that that truly count? Not that the stuff we talk about don't count, but every once in a while we need to step away, take a deep breath. I was doing just that. Had the opportunity to go to the concert on Saturday in the Mohegan Arena in Wilkes-Barre. It was a great time, great day out. I appreciate the people who came up to me. Big shout out to Lou and Ann for stopping me and telling me they were avid listeners of the show and married 50 years just the other day, and how their son is a career Marine, was enlisted gunnery sergeant. Now he's a warrant officer, I believe 17 or 18 years in. Out in Camp Pendleton in California. They've been out here there to visit him. And on their 50th anniversary, where they said that they wouldn't be able to make it in, here come walks their son and his kids, their grandchildren, into their 50th anniversary party to surprise them. Said it really was special for them. And just looking at it and hearing their story, how special it is. And, you know, I was listening to their story about their son and their grandkids and being married 50 years. And these are our neighbors. These are our friends. These are the people who listen to this show. And, you know, just made me really appreciate the kind of day I was having Saturday. You know, spent some great time outside tailgating with some friends. Was hanging out with our good friends over next door, Doc and Chewy from the morning show and Crockett from the afternoon show, who's on the same time as me, and just having a good time. And Graylin James, who was the opening act, you know, came out and spent some time with us. Gave me a real nice video to my son and daughter-in-law who were unable to be there. They're big fans of his from way back down in the Pensacola and Floribama days. And he was a big songwriter, and he's a young guy, but he was a big songwriter. And the list of people he's written songs for, if you're not into country music, or if you are, look at Graylin James and just search the songs he's written for what artists. Darius Rucker, Keith Urban. I mean, the list goes on and on. Pink. I mean, there was a whole list of people you'd never thought. And he played some of those songs at the concert, but just a real down-to-earth, nice guy. Tennessee, young man, big Tennessee football fan. It was just a great time to see people out having a good time, patriotic, enjoying the day, enjoying some their friends and family, and it was just nice. And then I got stopped by Lou and Ann on the way in to our seats and had a good 10-minute conversation with them, and it just really cheered my weekend up, cheered where I was, put me in a different place. You know, I was enjoying the evening. I was with my wife. Again, we were with friends, and Just kind of turned around the direction. It was a hell of a week. I mean, with the anniversary of 9/11, and then finding out about Charlie Kirk on the eve of 9/11, and then dealing with 9/11, and then the day after 9/12 is the anniversary of my father's death. It was just one of those weeks, and to see how divided as a nation we are, and seeing people celebrating the assassination of a young father, of a young man, regardless of what you thought of him, just really, I think, had us all in a bad place. And it's still going on, but it really was, I was able to kind of put that aside for the night and just enjoy life a little and hear the stories, and really put me in a good place. So I just want to thank Lou and Ann for stopping me. First of all, thank you for listening, and thank you for telling me your story. Raising such a young man and family. I've married 50 years. I mean, there was not a part of your story I was not envious of. Showed me how great our friends and neighbors are here in Northeast Pennsylvania, and the stories we don't often hear about. But their son surprised them at the age of 23, walked in and talked about joining the Marines, and they were like, "Well, I think you should reevaluate that." And his answer was, "Well, I already did. I'm just kind of telling you. I'm 23 years old. This is what I want to do." And they supported him since there, and he spent many, many years in our enlisted ranks, raising to the rank of gunny sergeant, which is the backbone of the Marine Corps, and you Marines know what I'm talking about. And then got his college education and became a warrant officer, and has been moved up in the ranks of warrant officer, and now he's out in Pendleton in charge of the drill instructors out there, because that's his skill set that he's an expert in. And they are indeed experts, if anybody knows any of our gunnies. So God bless him. God bless the Lou and Ann. And thank you for stopping me, because you really put me in a different place. And then, the news kind of drives me back in. I'm driving into the studio today, and I'm listening to the news break at 1 or 2 o'clock, and the mainstream news is trying to tell us, well, they're really unsure of a motive at this time. Is there anyone out there who's unsure of a motive? Let me know, and we'll have a discussion on that. But between the evidence, between the prior statements, between text messages, between the forensics of writings on the bullets, I think we're pretty in tune with what the motive here was. Hate was the motive. And if you don't want to say the real part out loud, it was hate, then just say that. And then, people defending people's right to say the most inhumane things, which is protected by the First Amendment, mind you. You could say the most outrageous, disgusting things, and you are protected legally, but not from consequences. And people are finding that out in droves. But to portray that to people as, well, people are getting fired simply for quoting what Charlie Kirk said. No, that's not why they're being fired. First of all, they're not directly quoting what he said. They're misquoting it and taking it out of context, and that's been proven time and time again. And if you follow me on Facebook or my social media, you could see it there, because I've been documenting exactly what they're saying he said and exactly what was said and in the context it was said in. Washington Post, the Washington Post, one of the most left-leaning newspapers in the nation, just fired one of their opinion editors for doing just that, misquoting Charlie Kirk, because they changed some words in there to make it sound worse than it was, and quoting it out of context. Well, that writer, that a lot of people are using on social media, some of the things you're seeing out there where they're saying, see, he was a racist, this is what he said. And people are reading that and go, oh my God, I don't believe he said that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When I said it, I was like, oh, I absolutely don't agree with that. And looked into it a little more. And if you look at the context, well, if you look at what exactly he said, it was different than what they're saying he said. And if you look at the context it was set in, where he was actually talking about Joy Reid from MSNBC, saying it in a sarcastic way, and then talking about affirmative action, it kind of puts it into perspective. Well, that Washington Post editor was just fired by the Washington Post, and she posted it, a picture of her burning the Washington Post in front of her old employer, where she's worked for years. So I guess that's her response, burning the newspaper because she got fired, called out and fired for not only misquoting, but taking it out of context. And then she goes on to say that she was the last full-time black employee at the Washington Post opinion section in a city, Washington, D.C., that is majority black. Kind of goes to the point exactly of what Charlie Kirk was talking about when he was talking about affirmative action being reversed racism. And that's the context of what he was saying it in. So you can repeat that, but people are out there saying people are getting fired just for posting quotes of what Charlie said. No, they're getting fired for actually misquoting or taking it out of context, and they're getting fired as using it as a justification for what happened to him, being assassinated. And I'm sorry, if you're a teacher, if you're a police officer, if you are in government, if you are in any of these organizations, and you are celebrating the assassination of a human being because you disagreed with them and using what you didn't like about them as justification for it, well, then maybe you shouldn't be in the position that you should be in. So, yes, your First Amendment protects you from saying anything you want, but that does not absolve you from consequences. And, you know, my first story tonight was a New York school resource officer from an affluent Westchester, New York school posted cracking jokes online about the assassination and celebrating his murder. She was yanked from her job, the Summers Intermediate School in Westchester County, of her sick comments regarding Wednesday's tragic shooting of a 31-year-old. Well, that white sniper was overqualified when he put a hole in the neck of Honey Bunny, read one of her posts on Instagram, account viewed by the media and her job. Well, she's since been relieved and no longer has a job at that school district. So, I mean, do you want a school resource officer at your job, at your school, at your kid's school, saying, well, the white sniper was overqualified when he put a hole in your neck, Honey Bunny? Yeah, I think there's a professional standard there, and that's why you were fired. Not because you didn't like Charlie Kirk. That's because you disagree with the things he said. Not because you placed a quote that he either said or didn't say, because a lot of the misquotes are out there. But you are literally celebrating and justifying the murder of a human being. Politics aside, that is unacceptable in a lot of jobs. You know, people say, talk about the First Amendment all the time. Well, you walk into your job, wherever that may be. I don't care what line of work you're in. You walk into your job, walk right up to the biggest boss in your office. It could be your manager. It could be the owner of the company, whoever it is. You walk in there today or tomorrow morning and call your boss an asshole and see where you end up. See if you still have a job. And that's pretty much the simplest form of what's going on here. But to misrepresent what is happening out there, why people are getting terminated, as they're simply quoting things that he said. No, they're not just simply quoting. They're not saying, this is what Charlie Kirk said. I didn't like him. I don't agree with his policies. I didn't agree with him as a person. No, they're using it in a context to justify and celebrate him being assassinated. That's why people are being fired. That's not protected. It's protected from legal action against you. It's not protected against an employer or people who may entrust you with the protection of children or the education or being a role model of children to have a job. And that's what a lot of people here are finding out. And quite a few are. Quite a few are, and there's quite a few aren't. I saw a principal at some school who posted something abhorrent, and then 2 days later, when it finally started getting called out by the libs of TikTok and media attention started coming to it, all of a sudden said that his Facebook was hacked. So we have that story now, and if you could prove that or not prove that or whatever it is. And then it was taken down, but it was up for 2 days. So I would assume if one of your social medias were hacked, you'd be able to take it down, right? Or if you didn't have access, you wouldn't be able to take it down. It would still be there. So it's interesting how 2 days later, when attention got to it, when attention was drawn and it started getting a lot of pushback from the student body, from parents, from the press, then all of a sudden, the account was hacked and it was removed immediately. So that's not how hackings work. If you lose control, if your account is hacked and you lose control of it, you usually can't delete things and then have to go through an entire process with your social media provider on gaining access back. I know people where that's taken weeks, if not months, to do. So, and again, the reason I'm not saying the school, the reason I'm not saying the teacher is because I am giving the benefit of the doubt here. There's enough people out there that's finding out very quickly that saying disgusting things is not being tolerated from a lot of their organizations where they thought it would be. And how could you be in a position like that and think that celebrating the assassination of anyone would be tolerated professionally? I'm not saying, you know, you should be arrested or anything like that. You obviously are protected. But there are consequences for saying things, and like I said, simply walk into your job and call your boss a nasty name and see if you still have a job the next day. Hopefully, a lot of people learn from this. It doesn't seem that, because the Washington Post editor, what did she do? Well, she announced it on social media and posted a picture of herself burning the very newspaper she wrote for years, because now they're the enemy, because they fired her. How dare you fire me for posting something on our platform that's not true? I'm going to burn your newspaper. Okay, well, you probably just proved that you probably weren't a good employee to begin with, regardless of how you wrote or didn't write. But hopefully things start getting better, because it doesn't appear that. I just saw that Randy Weingarten is having a Teachers Against Fascist event tomorrow. You believe it? Not even a week. Not even a week. And Randy Weingarten, the president of the second largest teachers union, AFT president Randy Weingarten, is having a Teachers Against Fascist event, a conversation with, because she's got a book out that says that, Teachers Against Fascists. So Tuesday, September 16th, 2025, at 1 p.m. tomorrow. So I guess so much for tuning down the rhetoric, but fascist, Nazis, threats to democracy. Well, it's going to continue, I guess, right? So much for taking any high road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.